This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. Coming out of Baltimore County, Maryland, a fifth grader, got a visit from the police after his teacher called to report that she had seen a BB gun on the wall behind the student during a class video call. The boy's mother, Courtney Lancaster Sperry, a Navy veteran, is warning other parents about a lack of privacy during virtual classes after her son was targeted by a teacher who saw that what she thought was a scary-looking gun hanging on the wall of the boy's bedroom. This was actually... Now, have you ever seen A Christmas Story where, what's that kid's name? Ralphie. Ralphie wants a Red Ryder BB gun. Same Red Ryder BB gun. In the movie, you know, it's like a focal point for this kid's coming of age. He wants this for Christmas, and it's a holiday special here. Anyway, Courtney, Miss Sperry, she says, while my son was on a Zoom call, a concerned parent and subsequently two teachers saw his properly stowed and mounted Red Ryder BB gun and one other BB gun in the background. He was not holding them, and he never intentionally showed them on camera. In fact, he was oblivious that they could even be seen in the background. After the teacher reported the gun, to whom I have no idea, the principal, Jason Feeler, decided to call the police to report the guns and ask that the home be searched. The principal and the teacher cited a rule stating that students may not bring guns to school and claimed it extended to virtual classes as well. Sperry said, adding that the school handbook does not address rules for virtual learning at all. And she said, besides, he did not bring anything to this meeting, and he is in his own home, in his own room. They were simply in the background of our home, safely stowed in a room behind a closed door with no ammunition, if you can even call it that. Sperry told PJ Media that the school's vice principal called her ex-husband, claiming to be checking on network connectivity. She believes the real reason for the call was to find out which home her son was at. The vice principal ended the call without leveraging the opportunity to discuss the matter. Yeah. Anyway, and he was fishing for information to find out where to dispatch police. The 11-year-old child in question is a Boy Scout pursuing the rank of Eagle and is an outdoors all-boy kind of kid. And as his parents and by way of legal rights, he is allowed to own said guns, said Miss Sperry, which she's correct. In addition to the BB gun, she said her son is training in archery and enjoys shooting his airsoft gun. Miss Sperry was understandably shocked when police pulled up in front of the family's home. I had no idea what to think. I've never been in any legal trouble whatsoever. I've never had any negative encounter with law enforcement. I had no idea. I really didn't know what to think. Then she continued. So I answered the door. The police officer was very nice. He explained to me that he was coming to address an issue with my son's school. And then he explained to me that he was here to search for weapons in my home. And I consented to let him in. Then I unfortunately stood there and watched them enter my 11-year-old son's bedroom. The officers that responded were appalled at the call and even commended the setup that my son has for his toys and commended him also on his respect and understanding of the BB guns. Sperry asked the principal why the issue couldn't have been handled privately by phone rather than by sending the police. He said that that was not their policy. She wrote on Facebook, "The officers were more than nice, and though they did not have a warrant, I have always been taught to not only comply, but had nothing to hide and allowed them to look wherever they wanted to. I felt violated as a parent for my child who was standing there with police officers in the room just to see the fear on his face." What she should have done is refuse to let the police in her home without a search warrant. Neither she nor her son had done anything wrong, but the police invaded and searched the family's home anyway, albeit politely, poking around for a full 20 minutes despite the fact that there was no wrongdoing that had been alleged, and they had no probable cause to search the home. This was nothing more than an overreaction by a nosy teacher who was spying on a student's bedroom when she was supposed to be teaching. See, sometimes I wonder about this kind of stuff, simply because there are no boundaries now. There are no boundaries. There is no expectation of any sort of privacy, even where there should be privacy. If one of my children, which thankfully they're all, my youngest is 29, he'll be 30 this January, I don't have to deal with any kids in school. If one of my children, while in school, was being spied upon by the teacher, and if they were trying to find out enough information to pull the trigger on something to happen at home, I cannot tell you, because I don't know what my reaction to that would be. According to Sperry, the spy teacher took a screenshot of the boy's bedroom, which is also incredibly creepy and a violation of the family's privacy. When she demanded to see the screenshot taken by the creeper teacher, she was told she would not be allowed to view it because it wasn't part of his official school record. See, while I completely get. Let me share something with you. One time, I had to, on 9/11, I went and got my sons out of the schools. Before I went to work, I went and got them out of the schools, because I didn't know what was coming next. And I understand soft targets. So I got my sons out of the schools. When I went to the first one and I explained to them why I was there, they were like, "We have no plans on relinquishing control of him to you." And I said, "Well, that's really too bad. So whatever you got to do, you better do. But I didn't come here to ask you to get my son out of class and bring him to me. I'm here to get him." And thankfully, that's as far as it went. My other son, he was in high school. That was not nearly as bad. But while everybody's out there clamoring to have law enforcement reformed, which, hey, I'll tell you, it does need reformation in certain cases, in certain places. Definitely does. So does education, because education is out there. They think that when they have the children at school, that we, as parents, don't have any rights. We have no parental rights when they have control over them. Sperry, for her part, she said, "It's absolutely scary to think about who are on these calls. Who do we have viewing our children and subsequently taking these screenshots? Can be sent anywhere or used for any purpose." Here's another thing. Well, I don't have time to get into that. She went public in order to push for policy change and make parents aware of possible violations of privacy during online classes. If I had a kid in school that was having to do a virtual online class, I would have a green screen behind him. And I don't know. If I was feeling sort of I would try to be nice. There's no reason not to be nice. I know some people get triggered over some things that they shouldn't get triggered over. if they're out there doing a little virtual learning. On the other hand, I might get out there and turn everything that's green, I might turn that into an AR-15. Or a handgun. Or a picture of me shooting. I don't know. But I certainly would not let the background be out there. And as far as the screenshots are concerned, hey, that's a problem. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. Dateline Chicago, Chi-Town. Mogadishu on the Michigan. Chirac, whatever you want to call it. Boy Lightfoot, the mayor, her honor. She seems to be pathologically incapable of accepting any sort of responsibility for the staggering increase in shootings and homicides in the city of Chicago. We need to find, there has to have been a moment since she's been elected where she gets out there and says the buck stops here, because the buck does stop with her. She's the mayor. right? She's the one that said, I'm going to change this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this happen. She won. Go. For months, she's been blaming the surge in shootings and homicides on lax gun laws in the state of Indiana. And now, she's going to include the state of Mississippi in her blame game. Y'allpolitics.com. I'm not kidding. Y'all Politics, a Mississippi-based political blog, reports that Governor Tate Reeves is getting a big bless your heart to Mayor Light, or giving one to, in response to her accusations. He writes, this ridiculous conspiracy theory from the Chicago mayor that Mississippians are to blame for the violence in her own city is bizarre and pathetic, Governor Reeves said. No serious person could think that murders are out of control and people are burning police cars in Chicago because of Mississippi's commitment to the Constitution. Her excuses, I guess, this is what she's thinking. She's thinking her excuses about what's driving the violent crime in Chicago conveniently lets her off the hook for what's happening in neighborhoods throughout the city. It's not her fault. It's that we simply don't have enough gun laws on the books, and that, of course, is nonsense. But it's the go-to rationale for gun control advocates when they're asked to explain why their laws aren't making people any safer. The mayor's been demanding more federal gun control laws to be put in place as well, but there's very little evidence that sweeping federal legislation would make any sort of difference. After the passage of the Gun Control Act of 1968, which a lot of people forget about sometimes, violent crime continued to rise throughout the U.S. for more than two decades before it began to decline in 1991, which was after concealed carry became a thing. The decline began 3 years before then-President Bill Clinton signed the 1994 crime bill into effect, which included a 10-year ban on so-called assault weapons and large-capacity magazines, and it continued to drop after the ban was allowed to sunset in 2004. It was already in progress, it continued, didn't stop, blah, blah, blah. I understand that Lightfoot wants to absolve herself of any responsibility for the out-of-control violence in Chicago streets, but she can't dodge the fact the stories are playing, you know, on a daily basis, you know, under her watch. Like this one. Chicago police have released surveillance video to track down suspects in the shooting of a 12-year-old son of a Chicago firefighter. Can you? I can't imagine that. I can't imagine what diseased soul rolls up on a 12-year-old boy and shoots him. I can't imagine it. In the minute-long surveillance clip, you see three men walking around on the 6300 block of South Ellis Avenue. Moments later, a man labeled Suspect 1 by police opens fire. Two other men follow with a group pointing their weapons toward a basketball court and park full of kids who are out playing. The state of Mississippi is not responsible for that shooting. The state of Indiana is not responsible for that shooting. The individuals who pull the triggers are ultimately the ones to blame. Yes. Yes. And ultimately, it's up to Mayor Lightfoot, along with the police and prosecutors, to ensure that guys like this don't feel empowered to shoot up their neighborhoods because they know that most of the time, you know, they feel empowered about this because they, you know, they're able to get away with their crimes. And when less than half of all homicides result in an arrest and about 5% of all non-fatal shootings end up with someone being charged, criminals are rightfully going to believe that they can get away with being, you know, get away with their crimes. John Lott, his research indicates that only 22% of the time do they make an arrest on a shooting in Chicago, where the national average is 70%. This is the reality in Chicago at the moment. And until that changes, this increase in violence is going to persist and continue to rise. And Lori Lightfoot, Your Honor, you need to stop blaming the Second Amendment and start focusing on the violent criminals in your city. You know where they are. You know who they are. And when I say you, your police department does. Your rank and file that work the streets do. All you got to do is go out there and do the job. Once they're arrested, you need to sit your prosecutors down and say, I need you to follow the law. As a matter of fact, you don't even need to put it that way. You need to sit them down and demand, you are going to follow the law. If you do not follow the law, I will spotlight you and I will get rid of you. I don't know how they, you know, are they appointed, are they elected? I don't know. But you do that. You don't get out there and let the, you know. What can you imagine being a cop in Chicago? I would hazard a guess that most cops actually don't like seeing citizens get killed. They don't like going to places where 12-year-old boys get killed. So they go out there. They only find one in five of these guys at all anyway to arrest them. Then they arrest them. They find them. They arrest them. They've got probable cause. They've got witnesses, something. They've got video, whatever it is. They zero in on one person. They arrest the suspect. They stick him in there. They book him. They're probably going to let him out almost immediately if they have bail reform. I can't remember if Chicago has bail reform or not. And then when it comes time to charge him and actually take Yehu to court, they're just going to dismiss the charges. Kim Fox, she's just going to dismiss the charges. She's done that 29,000 times. And in the meantime, that guy will get out. He'll get free. He'll go out and he'll kill another 12-year-old boy. Same cop will go out there, respond to that call. He'll see, you know, once they catch that guy, if they catch him again, it'll be like deja vu for him. And they will have done what they could do to get the guy off the street, and then Kim Fox will do what she can do to get him back on the street. And it's almost, to me, I look at this, and to me, I have to tell you, it seems like the Democrats want the chaos. They want the violence. They want the bloodshed because they want the power. And they want you to be afraid. They want you to be afraid, and they want them. They want you to turn to them and get things, you know. And this is why the mayor's out there saying, we need federal gun control. You already got some. You already got some. But it's not the Second Amendment's fault. It's not Indiana's fault. It's not Mississippi's fault. It's your fault. It's your city's fault. And ultimately, it comes down to the people that vote you in. That's whose fault it is. That's whose fault it all is. Nobody else's. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump holding a campaign stop in Pennsylvania. The president saying his administration has accomplished a lot despite all the obstacles it's faced.
Brought back our manufacturing jobs, rebuilt our military, killed our terrorist enemies, achieved American energy independence, and guess what? We're just getting started.
The Democratic National Convention ends tonight as Joe Biden accepts his party's nomination for president. He'll be speaking from his home state of Delaware. DNC Program Executive Director Stephanie Cutter says this year's convention has not been your typical convention.
We have not tried to make this a traditional convention. This is the unconventional convention. And this is necessary because of the time that we're living in, the coronavirus crisis.
Cutter speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News. Steve Bannon has pleaded not guilty after federal prosecutors charged him and three others with defrauding donors in a border wall fundraising campaign. Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano explains the charges against Bannon.
The government alleges and the indictment charges him with receipt of over $1 million. So there's two charges here. One is wire fraud, obtaining money through email using false pretenses by promising not to pay yourself and paying yourself anyway. And the other is a conspiracy to do that.
A California appeals court granted an emergency stay to Uber and Lyft, pausing a ruling that required the ride-hailing companies to reclassify their drivers as employees by Friday. The reprieve means both companies can continue operating in the state while their appeal is considered. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Live. This is Lock and Load. If you believe the mainstream media, Donald Trump is involved in a nefarious scheme to somehow make the USPS into something inefficient and incompetent, which I already thought they were. And then that comes close on the heels of his plot to make the sun start setting in the west. And if that's his plan, he already pulled it off decades before he first hit the cover of the New York Post. Conservatives like me think the president has done a lot of good stuff since humiliating Hillary Clinton. But not even the most hardcore Trump train engineer would go as far as Trump's frothy pie-hole critics and credit the president with a mastery of time and space. The correspondence conspiracy is pretty much liberal Q, except the eccentric Q folks at least like America. I've got a special shout-out for the Democrats pushing this intellectual fentanyl for deciding it is a good idea to choose the competence of the post office as their hill for their Krusty Crustaceans campaign to die on. Please continue pointing to the USPS as an example of what you'll make the entire government into if we're dumb enough to elect Gropey Jay. That's good thinking. Because if there's anything the real people outside the MSNBCNN bubble love, it's the post office. It's the federal DMV, except with stamps. And the mainstream media is gobbling up and regurgitating this conspiracy theory all over its audience. The members of Blue Check Twitter, who last used the mail 10 years ago when Aunt Edna sent them a $10 check on their 13th birthday, they are absolutely aghast. Or are they? Are they dumb, or do they just think you are? I don't know. What is clear is the real goal of this conspiracy theory is to launch a preemptive attempt to find another excuse for a Democrat defeat. Last time it was Putin, 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 and this time it's going to be postage, postage, postage. And apparently his plan is somehow to make it so the post office will be unable to deliver vote by mail ballots in order to prevent Democrats from winning the election that their senile old weirdo nominee is in the process of blowing. It might be interesting to examine the details of this conspiracy theory, if there was even a coherent conspiracy theory to examine. But there isn't one. It's mostly Trump bad, then low and undecipherable mumbling, and then that's how he will steal the election. The specifics of the alleged plot, to the extent you can identify them, are puzzling and elusive. I don't know what he's supposed to be doing, and I'd really like to know what he's supposed to do. Is he going to order the mailman to toss the ballots into the shredder? That seems sort of hard to pull off that flex with all these crack journalists out there. We're also told that he's rounding up blue mailboxes from America's street corners. And this has been going on for a couple of decades. And that's only further proof of his evil plan somehow. What is not clear is how this might work in practice. You know, the logistics of things are actually what makes things work. So the idea is that the Democrat voter comes home, ballot in hand, weeping because there are no blue mailboxes anywhere to place his ballot into, and then he walks back inside his house past his own mailbox, and then he just gives up. Sits at his dinner table, head in his hand, sobbing at his inability to figure out how to drop a piece of correspondence into the postal system. That would be fine with me. I have no problem with you not voting if you're too stupid to mail a letter. Democracy then dies in dumbness. Now, there's another alternative for those who can't figure out how the mail works. You can, instead of walking these lonely streets in search of a rare blue receptacle, walk over to your local polling place on election day and vote like a normal person. They did a poll. I know what I say about polls, but 44% of America wants to vote in person, which is more than any of the other percentiles. That's a thing, you know. And, you know, they can't call it Chinese coronavirus. It will kill us all, you know, if we go to the polling booth, right? That's what you think, but it won't. Besides, I thought if we socially distance and had on masks, we'd be good to go. Never mind. What if you're voting for someone woke, since wokeness seems to confer immunity to the flu? It doesn't matter, though. You should feel free to be around hundreds of other people shouting people protesting, that they have to be around a few dozen other people who aren't shouting down at their local precinct. Now, the whole idea behind vote by mail, the untargeted mass mailing of ballots out into the world that can be harvested by political operatives who are all the best and smartest people tell us would never ever cheat, is to make cheating easier. It's a proven fact. It's happened all over the world. Nobody else does it. Nobody else considers doing it. Nobody suggests doing it except here right now today in the United States. It's to steal the election. And that's why they're accusing Trump of cheating by trying to stop them from cheating. This is an exercise in really remarkable cynicism, but after all, they are our moral betters, right? We know because they keep telling us that. Also, underlying this bizarre and stupid conspiracy theory is more Democrat rent-seeking for a beloved constituency. The Postal Workers Union is a loyal Democrat adjunct and has naturally endorsed Grandpa Badfinger. All right, so we're supposed to trust the election to a bunch of partisan players for some reason, and the USPS is collapsing. It needs yet another bailout. Technology has changed how you correspond. You do it by email now. When was the last time you wrote a letter? I actually have to use the mail to send my rent check, and that's it. That's all I do. That's all I use it for. I get paid electronically, you know. Nobody gets checks in the mail anymore. I do sometimes, but not very often. The postal system remains in many critical ways essentially unchanged from a century ago. And that's the way the participants and their Democrat patrons want it. And the Democrats, the party of the establishment, and the establishment's institutions, wants to keep the dying institutions they control on life support, operating as if this is still 1920 instead of 2020. Instead of some sort of a massive reform and rethink of the USPS for the 21st century, they just want another bailout. They want you to hand over money precisely so it need not change. So their failure simply be negated. Same is true with other institutions that remain locked in the past. Look at academia. If you take away the man bun and the babble about cisnormative colonialist paradigms, then the colleges are essentially unchanged from a century ago. Some guy at the front of a big room droning on to a bunch of hungover sophomores. Technology means you can have the greatest teachers in the world in front of you for pennies via video, but the establishment Democrats again want you to subsidize the dying and expensive $70,000 a year college model, this time through you paying off outstanding student loans and future ones too. The real conspiracy is the Democrat establishment scheme to force you to pay to keep the teetering institutions it controls, like the post office and academia, on life support so that necessary change, which will disrupt these feeding into these institutional troughs, can be staved off for a few more decades. They're the party of the status quo, the bloated, the inefficient, the parasitical status quo. They hate Trump. They hate you. They want you dead. They want you dead. They want your money, but they want you dead. If you give your money, they might keep you. I don't know. So as for Trump trying to destroy the Postal Service as currently constituted, wouldn't that be a good thing? I'm trying hard to figure out why that would be bad. These cushy arrangements that everybody seems to want to keep intact. Right now, all of you out there that have been locked down all this time, you've had to adapt and overcome. These guys don't want to ever have to adapt. They wouldn't know how to overcome anything. So, not quite the conspiracy theory I thought it was going to be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Firing line. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Language. Gun control is in a large part based upon commandeering language. Taking words to describe things that are not so, like assault weapon, gun violence, gunman. High-capacity magazine. So language is very important. And with the left, what they try to do is they try to control the language. They try to get you conditioned to them changing the language. So while this is not a gun thing, it is a pushback against people trying to change the language. In July, 17-year-old high school senior Brianna Bedell posted an online petition calling popular grocery chain Trader Joe's racist for their whimsical labeling of its international food brands in witty ethnic terms like Trader Jose's Mexican Foods, Trader Ming's Chinese Foods, Trader Giotto's Italian Foods. And like many corporations, including the NBA and the NFL, and Trader Joe's immediately apologized for the sin of romanticizing Western imperialism and fetishizing non-Western peoples and announced that they were going to phase out their ethnic brands. Many business titans quake and quiver these days at the first whiff of opposition from the left. A little over a year ago, the National Hockey League's Philadelphia Flyers removed singer Kate Smith's rendition of God Bless America from their music library and her statue near the team's South Philadelphia home after several songs Smith recorded in the 1930s with alleged racist lyrics surfaced to prick the sensibilities of the hypervigilant, hypersensitive few. Kate's statue is now rumored to be residing in a nondescript warehouse somewhere in or around Philadelphia. The truth is that the allegations of racist lyrics were a convenient smokescreen to silence the late Miss Smith. Black concert singer and actor Paul Robeson had recorded the same songs in the same era without incident because language was different then. The vernacular was different then. The real reason Smith was canceled was to silence her and her singular rendition of God Bless America, which USA Today described as a classic ode to American greatness by a grateful immigrant, Irving Berlin. Her version of God Bless America was played at countless sports and patriotic events across America, including the seventh inning stretch at New York Yankee games. What chronically aggrieves the cancel culture is, in the words of Bedell, America's Western imperialism as embedded in its customs, values, and institutions. So they're unable to abide anything that smacks of patriotism or American exceptionalism, so they're obsessed with tearing them out root and branch. And then somebody wrote a letter to the Wall Street Journal about the Trader Joe's affair. An ethnic American wrote that when attacked, companies should perhaps see what their real customers think before making decisions, rather than running from any controversy. Apparently, the guys in charge of Trader Joe's read the Wall Street Journal. And then they reversed their initial position, for claiming that Trader Joe's does not make decisions based on petitions. Do you remember when the activists called for a boycott of Goya Foods after its president and CEO, Robert Inouye, said that the U.S. was truly blessed to have Donald Trump as commander-in-chief? And he refused to bow because he listened to Goya's real customers, not the very loud voice of negativity or a minority that can bring the sheep in to follow. His real customers rewarded his grit by emptying supermarket shelves of Goya product. Cancel culture is much more than young clueless idealists regurgitating the anti-American propaganda they've been spoon-fed by radically progressive educators their entire young lives, the same ones they want you to keep sending them to for $70,000 a year. Social media provides a platform to propagate their social justice drivel while enjoying their momentary place in the sun, as to paraphrase Barack Obama's modest 2008 presidential campaign rallying cry, "One of the ones we've been waiting for." Social media's been doing a purge here in the last couple of days. I don't know if you've noticed this. There have been a couple of gun guys out there that I know that have been kicked off of Facebook. Now, what they did was they didn't kick them off of Facebook. They just banned that profile. They didn't kick them off Facebook. They banned the profile. So, you know, in some cases, some of these guys had a million followers, right? Now they've got to start this all over again. Because some people think Facebook is a thing. It is a, Facebook is a website, right? I'm getting ready to move everything I do to my website. Everything that I do is going to be mirrored on my website. So YouTube videos and all this other stuff, Facebook, Instagram, all these other things, that's all going to be mirrored on my website. So instead of having to go to five or six websites, if you're looking to see what I'm doing, you'll just be able to go to one. And I own it, so nobody's going to kick me off of it. It's tempting to discuss the Breonna Bedells of the world as clueless innocents who really lack self-awareness, that they're blind to the racism inherent in their presumption that Mexicans and Chinese and Italians are too weak or uneducated to fend for themselves. They are in fact fools, but they're dangerous fools. Every time a overeducated jackbooted know-nothing silences a voice, ruins a life, extinguishes a dream, shutters a business, or shatters a monument, the foundational custom and value and institutions which made us exceptional are compromised. We cannot cower to this. We cannot fold on this. This is simply one of these things that goes on that we have to look at and address. And we can do it like Goya, and we can do it like Trader Joe's. We do not have to sit back. Listen, everybody should do what I do for a week, and then you would come away from that, and you would understand that there is no way, there's nothing you can do to where everybody likes you. There's plenty of people. I mean, I see it on Facebook. I see it on YouTube. I put my best efforts out there. There's plenty of people think this is great. I love your content. Thanks, man. Thanks for the video subbed. And there's other people going, you know, you're just so stupid. Why would you say this? Why did you do this? Why can't you be this way? And what I typically do when they want to go that route, I'll try to reach out to them to engage them. And if I can't reach them, I block them. I kick them out of my way. I'm not going to sit there and waste my time with a nice made-up problem when I got real ones. So, language. I mean, if you've been watching any of this stuff, you've been reading about this Democratic National Convention, you know the language we've been hearing. You've had Michelle Obama out there talking about Trump putting kids in cages. Her husband put kids in cages. She just conveniently, she didn't forget it. She knows. Everything you hear them doing, everything you hear them saying, this is all a production. This is all a production. This is all to get you lost in the subterfuge. And all you have to do is keep your eyes open, you know, eyes front. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, do me this favor, if you would. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.